going to be a presentation on the Genesee County REACH 2010 Infant Mortality Reduction Initiative. And this presentation is going to focus on our survey. If you've seen some of the previous presentations, we've talked about other aspects of this program. So in Genesee County, Michigan, this is in southeastern Michigan, a little bit north of the Detroit area, and you can see that the county is largely centered on the city of Flint, which is the historic home of General Motors, and the history and health of Genesee County has really been closely tied with the history and health of General Motors through the years. So, since about the mid to late 1970s, unfortunately, the American auto industry has been in decline, and this has dramatically affected the health of the community as well. But this program is specific to a health issue. In Genesee County, a few years ago, the infant mortality disparity ratio between African-American infants and European-American infants was nearly 3-1. So this was definitely a concern that folks wanted to address. And through the funding of the CDC's REACH 2010 program, we were able to build a coalition of partners, including the health department, the health coalition, and many grassroots community-based organizations, to join together as a coalition to address infant mortality among African Americans. And this, this was a very, community-based approach, and we didn't follow, the traditional clinical sort of intervention. What we tried to do was really integrate traditional types of intervention within this three-component model of enhancing the baby care system, fostering community mobilization, and reducing or undoing racism. And each of the program activities that our partners conducted tried to address as many aspects of these three as possible, but we felt that together, by having this multiple aspect intervention, we'd have better ability to influence maternal and infant health. So there were many, many activities within this REACH 2010 program, and as you can see from our logic model here, and one of the challenges in evaluation is, how can we look across all these many different varied programs and see the impact that each of them has. There was a traditional process program evaluation conducted where, we track the outputs, the number of people who attended meetings, the number of sessions that went on. But as far as an outcome or impact evaluation, we decided to take a two-stage approach. We have analysis of vital statistics, which you may have seen in some of the previous REACH 2010 presentations at this conference. And as I said before, this presentation is going to focus on the results from our racism and health disparity survey. Okay, so this survey assesses experiences of racism, responses to experiences of racism, perceptions of the healthcare system, relationships with partners, health and birth outcomes. And this was a telephone survey that was conducted by the Michigan Public Health Institute in April and May 2007. And the response included REACH participants, so those people who are participating in the REACH 2010 programs, as well as samples of non-REACH participant community residents from the four focus zip codes of the REACH 2010 program, Genesee County, and also randomly selected participants from demographically similar zip codes in neighboring Saginaw County. Okay, so Saginaw County is right next door. It's also a county that's largely centered on an urban center, and the population is a little bit smaller than in Genesee County, but we thought it would make a good comparison community. And through these two means, we're able to address all the different long-term outcomes that the REACH 2010 program in Genesee County hopes to impact on. Okay, so just to briefly go through some of the activities and how we're assessing them through the survey. There were undoing racism workshops conducted by the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond in New Orleans, and there were many, many workshops that included almost 900 participants. Many of these folks were from the healthcare system, so you had healthcare administrators, doctors, nurses, et cetera, et cetera. And what's interesting is that, and looking at the demographics of all these, all the different REACH programs, not surprisingly, this group of participants was typically those who had achieved the highest educational level. So I did an interesting distribution there. Also, there was the African Culture Education and Developmental Center and the Burr Sisters program conducting activities with youth and really focusing in on cultural education and talking about racism and health promotion, as well as an Undoing Racism media campaign that reached out to the community in general, so beyond just the participants in the program. So this is one of the areas where we're hoping to have impact in the broader community. So looking at attitudes, beliefs, and knowledge regarding racism, to the question, I believe that racism exists in our society today, you can see here are the three different groups in the survey, the REACH participants, the Genesee County community residents who are not REACH participants, and Saginaw County residents. And those bars at the top are the 95% confidence intervals. So you can see that every time you see a difference between those two little bars, that means there's a statistically significant difference between these groups. And here you can see that the REACH participants are much more likely to agree with the statement that racism still exists in our society today. And one of the things we are careful to do, because many folks in the Undoing Racism workshop were highly educated and were somewhat demographically different from the community samples, we controlled for educational attainment as a measure of socioeconomic status in all these analyses so that we'd have a good comparison and remove that confound. Also, the notion that racism is a combination of racial prejudice and power, this is the definition that the Undoing Racism workshop uses, and it's also something that's expressed by our community partners, and you can see that across these groups, the REACH participants much more strongly agree with this notion than those in the Genesee and Saginaw County community samples. Also, the notion that even today, blacks feel the effects of slavery and segregation, this again was agreed to much more strongly by the REACH participants than either of the two community samples. And the notion that whites are prejudiced against blacks, this was expressed much more strongly again by the REACH participants than the Genesee or Saginaw community samples. And when we tallied the experiences of racial discrimination, these were much more salient to our REACH participants than to the Genesee and Saginaw community samples. And I believe that this was just the subgroup of participants and community members who are African American. Looking at beliefs regarding racism in healthcare, the notion that blacks and whites receive the same quality of healthcare was less, people were less likely to agree with this statement across the REACH participants, between the REACH participants and the different community samples. So this is the direction we expected. And also the notion that blacks and whites are treated with the same level of dignity and respect, this also was not agreed to as much in the REACH sample than in the Genesee County or Saginaw community samples. So there's much more, awareness and salience of racism and the effects of racism in the REACH participants than in either the Genesee County community sample at large or the Saginaw community. This is one of the statements that an Undoing Racism participant expressed, that change is possible. Ultimately, I believe that change is possible. I can dismantle racism through individual efforts in my own sphere of influence. I can affirm diversity by respecting and being open to other races and cultures. I can mentor and volunteer. I have come to realize that my commitment has to be more active and that it's not as daunting as first perceived. And we don't have time to go through all the different, follow-ups from these workshops or these different activities, but basically the notion was that, people would make changes based on their experiences in these workshops, and both in their personal interaction with patients as well as policy changes within the system. And we have documented some of these changes. For example, having windshield tours through the community by all the different medical residents that come through the hospital system, and by people realizing that now they can understand their clientele better and better able to serve them when they have a better appreciation for the context that these folks are living in. Okay, so going to the next session, mobilizing the community. This was a project through MIHAS and the Faith Access to Community Economic Development Center, where there was some policy change around promoting bus routes to underserved zip codes, as well as these van tours that I briefly mentioned earlier, that hospital staff and medical residents have been going on community neighborhood tours and have been shown the community's perspective on the neighborhood where they live in and the different challenges that they face, as well as the assets and the things that people could use as resources in the community. And through through this experience, they felt that they were also better able to interact and deliver healthcare services to the clientele. Community dialogues, these set priorities regarding infant mortality activities. And Black Men for Social Change and Women Taking Charge of the Health Destiny are two groups that emerged out of these community dialogues. And these groups conducted various activities, such as giving support to pregnant mothers, community empowerment and education, and health fairs. So here you can see some of the results from the GCARD, the Genesee County Community Action Resource Department's Healthy Eating Program. This is something that's promoting youth and adult obesity prevention and general prenatal and general nutrition. And you can see amongst the REACH participants, they had a higher intake of vegetables than the other folks in the community. So these numbers definitely show, okay, well, we are looking for some improvement, but you can see that this is having some impact. Okay, enhancing the baby care system. The Pride Medical Services community has integrated the PRAT, and also there's a Face Up to Wake Up campaign. This is sort of similar to Back to Sleep campaigns you might have heard of. Flint Family Road has provided a one-stop center for services and referrals for pregnant women, and U of M Flint, the local university, has integrated a REACH training component to enhance the culturally competent practices of their students in healthcare education administration. So here's another slide from the survey, and just looking at the REACH participants versus those in Genesee County, out of those women who are pregnant or gave birth within the last year, you can see that the REACH participants did experience much more, more comprehensive educational activities. Cultural competence, this is again reflecting the notion that these experiences have helped the participants who are from the healthcare sector understand their clientele better and be better able to deliver services. And just briefly, I just want to show you some vital statistics outcomes. The African American infant mortality rate in Genesee County has declined dramatically in the last couple of years, in contrast to what's going on in demographically similar counties in the state of Michigan. So all these other counties are also counties with a substantial African American population. And you can see the real contrast in trends between what's happening in Genesee County and these other counties. So in conclusion, this reduction in African American infant mortality is encouraging and promising, and we're glad to say that we'll be able to continue these programs as part of the CDC's REACH US program, and we'll not only continue the projects in our community as legacy projects, but we're going to be a center for excellence and dissemination so that we can help promote these types of programs in other communities as well. So here's our contact information, and thank you for your time and attention.
Let me take moderator privilege since Dr. Kruger has got to leave right away. If there is a pressing question or comment for him, let's just take a couple of minutes with him before he leaves.
Are you guys all stunned?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.